Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
26 Letters is the children's literature stand of the Brighton Festival. It features readings, workshops and talks for children, young adults and grown-ups too. Hilary Cook puts the programme together.
26 Letters is events all around children's books. It might be illustration around picture books or the experience of what it's like to write a book if you're an adult, or just about if you love reading for kids.
It's a long-standing part of the Brighton Festival. It's a strand that's been going for quite a long time. How important is it within the festival and the idea as well of bringing children into the Brighton Festival?
I think it's a lovely part of the festival and it's grown as years have gone by. There's also theatre for families and kids, but the book thing is a very nice aspect because we have the public events, which anyone can come to, but we also do things with schools as well. So that brings in children whose parents may not be the type of people who'd bring them to public events and buy tickets for Brighton Festival. So there are things like Adopt an Author and Young City Reads, which grows bigger and bigger every year. So there's a lot of children there who come to the festival who wouldn't otherwise.
Now, I'm going to ask you to cherry-pick me a couple of events. There's a whole mixture of things. So there are readings, and I've noticed as well a lot of readings with illustrations going on at the same time, and workshops, and all sorts of stuff, really.
Yes, I think it's lovely when a book has an illustrator, and the illustrator can come as well. So, for instance, Julian Clare is coming, and his illustrator, David Roberts, is coming too, to draw while Julian talks. And we also have author illustrators like Nick Sharrett, who's a very popular author, did all the illustrations for Jacqueline Wilson. But he also does his other own books like Shark in the Park and lots of ridiculousness. And also Guy Parker-Reese, who's an author illustrator. And actually Nick and Guy are both from Brighton. So it's quite nice to have local talent in the festival.
And I'm looking at one of these workshops here, the YA panel, which is a workshop for aspiring writers of young adult work. So I guess for young people and for adults as well. It says, how do you write about tough subjects with honesty, hope and humour? That's what young adult books all seem to be about these days, isn't it? I remember kind of, you know, stuff that was happening when I was a bit younger, which didn't tackle those kind of issues.
No, this is definitely an event about tackling those more difficult issues. But the thing is, I think, you know, with the sort of wider situation in the world, things can get a bit grim when you're looking at issues about race, poverty, etc. And this panel event is really a discussion about how do you do that yet keep a bit of hope in the subject. Who we've got on the panel is Alex Wheatle, who's just won the Guardian Children's Book Award. We've got Patrice Lawrence, who has won several awards for her book Orange Boy. We've also got Juno Dawson. She's local and she tackles a lot of really interesting subjects with her books. Some of them have been horror, yet there's always issues of diversity and children growing up having quite difficult times in the books. And there's also Non Pratt, who's written books like Trouble and Remix, tackling subjects like refugees, teenage pregnancy. So it'll be an interesting discussion to how you create books that aren't just a grim fest of misery when you're writing about tough subjects and actually hopeful and make you feel that life's worth living. Because I think it's quite tough being a young teenager growing up into this world, looking at the political situation and what's generally going on in the world. So I think it's a nice, interesting event for young people who love those authors, who love reading YA, but also for creative people who are thinking writing for that age group and writing about tough subjects.
One of the things you mentioned was Adopt an Author, and that's a really popular part of it. It's a great idea. Tell us a bit more about it.
That's also been going for quite a long time, and it's where you get an author adopted by one class of school children, and we have four of those. And it's quite an intimate project in that that one class gets to know their author really well and vice versa. So they show each other bits of their work and they scan it, email it off. There's a long process where everything happens by email. It's not just about writing, it's about creativity, it's about reading and communicating. And then in the festival, they meet each other, the class and the author, and they have a little party. It's a lovely thing to see and it works really well. It's worked really well with boys who aren't that into reading, getting involved. And that's always a really positive outcome.
What are you most looking forward to in the 26 Letters programme?
I'm looking forward to the young adult panel that I mentioned. I'm also looking forward to The Odyssey with Hugh Lupton and Daniel Morden. Daniel Morden was somebody that Kate Tempest particularly wanted to see in the festival. They're both storytellers and they tell the story of The Odyssey, and it is something to behold. It's incredibly theatrical, but it's not theatre. It is storytelling. It's a sort of... You sort of have to see it to believe it, to realise how compelling two people just telling stories is on a stage. And I can really see why Kate was so keen to have them. They have been to the festival before, but not for a long time, so it's lovely to have them back. I'm really looking forward to that. Patrick Ness is coming. He wrote A Monster Calls, which was made into a film. His latest book release is said to be a cross between Judy Blume and Mrs. Dalloway, because it all happens in one day. And he's another one who does these difficult subjects but makes it really entertaining, a real page-turner. He's one of the authors that I really enjoy reading as an adult. I can see that they are for teenagers, but it works for everyone, and I think he'll be really interesting. He's actually going to be in conversation with Juno Dawson, so she'll be chatting to him.
And that's Hilary Cook talking about the 26 Letters Children's Literature Strand in the Brighton Festival. If you want to find out more, go to the festival website, brightonfestival.org.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.